This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Humma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, we continue with a series of khatirat on the authority of the Quran and Sunnah. I want you to remember three words, three very important words. The first word is what. What. The second word is why. And the third word is how. So, bil Arabi, muhim lana, nahnu nazkuruk al kalimatu thalath, ma. وماذا وكيف. Now, the reason I say these three words are so important is because every law in the world including the laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, the laws of the Quran, these three words apply. What is the law? Why is this law? And how can I implement this law? These three are critical for every law. Ma al-qanun? Limadha al-qanun? Wa ma kayfa يمكنني تطبيق القانون. It's very important to understand these three things because we get carried away and people separate these things and they say that what is important, the other two don't matter. Now that's a completely illogical and completely unreasonable statement, because if you say what is important and why is it important is not important, then why should you do it? Because I don't understand why I should do it. And then how to do it, I don't know. Nobody tells me. Then how will I implement this thing? To give you an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus Salah. Right? Ma wa qanun? Aqimus Salah. Amarullah aqimus salah. The order of Allah is to establish salah. Limadha? Why? Li dhikrillahi ta'ala. Ma muhimmatul dhikrillahi ta'ala. Limadha? Bi sabab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa rabbuna wa khaliquna wa malikuna wa raziquna. وَحَاكِبْ عَلَيْنَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah ordered us to establish salah. So why should I establish salah? Because for the establishment of the zikr of Allah, for to remember Allah. Why should I remember Allah? Because He is my creator, He is my sustainer, He is my maintainer, He is my protector, He is the one to whom is my return. So therefore I need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, Alhamdulillah. Bisabab hadha, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-salatu, ma yaqul, al-ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah. Al-ahadu alladhi baynana, yani bayna al-muslimin, وبينهم يعني بين الغير مسلمين الأحد الصلاة فمن أرادها فقد كفر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said that the Ahad, the covenant, the dividing line, the differentiator between us, that is Muslims, and them, that is people who are not Muslim, is the Salah. The one who leaves it has committed kufr, has left Islam. That is the importance of it. So we say, Alhamdulillah, ana jahiz, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, kaifa hadha thala? I am ready. Ya Allah, I answer you. How must I pray? So, what to say? La adri, I don't know. Allah said, pray. That's it. Okay, I will pray, but how? Should I stand on my head? Should I bring a drum and beat it and dance? Should I sing a song? What shall I do? La adri, I don't know. Does it make sense? Does it make sense that the one who is sending an order does not tell you how to do it? Does this make sense? As a blanket statement, I'm asking you. I'm giving an instruction. Please do this. But I will not tell you how to do it. Then is it possible to do it? I mean, this is a dumb question, right? Completely stupid. If anybody asks this question, you will say this is a stupid question, right? What do you mean? You're telling me to do something and you won't show me how to do it. Does it make sense? So if it does not make sense for anyone, even an ordinary person like you and me, how does it make sense for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can somebody say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a command but did not tell us how to do it? Right? So if you are telling me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a command and also told us how to do it in the same place, then show me, we just finished Salatul Maghrib. Show me the method of Salatul Maghrib in the Quran. So I'm saying to those people who say the ahadith of Rasulullah are not required, we don't believe, we don't need the hadith. Okay. Of course, I completely disagree with you. If you reject the ahadith of Rasulullah, you have left Islam. Forget that. Let me go with you. Okay, I agree with you. We don't need the hadith, right? Okay. Now, is salah fard or not? Is it necessary? Is it the hukum of Allah? Yes, it is. So we are ready to pray. Yes, we are ready. Okay, how to pray? How to pray? Similarly, fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did He order us to fast? Yes. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ اللَّهُ يَقُولُ هَذَا أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. How to fast? What to do if my fast breaks? Accidentally if it breaks? I forgot I ate something. Now is my fast there or not there? Or what happened to the fast? The valid question. No, I mean, I am fasting. First few days of Ramadan, it happens to a lot of people. First few days, you are not used to it. First few days of Ramadan, like after Ramadan, first few days you feel guilty. You don't eat, you don't drink water all day. And you're feeling very thirsty. Why am I thirsty? Today, there's no fast today. Why don't you drink water? Because we got used to not drinking water, we feel thirsty. So similarly, fasting first few days, you might eat something and so on. So what to do? Is it there in the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, pay zakat. How much? What is the amount? On what is it? So we say, the zakat is on gold and silver and cash, but does it say in the Quran? No. And what does logic tell you? Just tell me, what does logic tell you? You have a logic and I have a logic. I have a ring, right? The ring is made of gold. I am not saying my ring. The ring made of gold. How much gold is that in the ring? How much gold will be in a ring anyway? 10 gram, 15 gram, 20 gram, right? Maybe it's a nice fat ring, so say 30 grams, 40 grams. No, that's too much, right? Okay. But in the ring, I have a solitaire diamond which is worth $1 million. So I'm paying zakat on which? On the diamond or on the gold of the ring? What does logic tell you? Nobody applies logic for this, huh? Yeah, he must tell you. All the people who want to apply logic for this now. Pay zakat. Since you are using your logic, you don't care about the Quran and the Sunnah. Apply your logic and pay zakat on that $1 million. There they don't want to apply logic. I want to go for Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man istata'a ilayhi sabila, whoever has the means to go for Hajj. Okay, alhamdulillah. Now what? Where in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention ihram, the niyat of ihram, the shurut of ihram, the conditions of ihram? What happens if any of those conditions are violated? You have to give them away. The whole long, I don't want to waste your time, the whole long list of things. It starts from here, go to Mina, then to Arafah, then come back to Muzdalifah, then come to Mina, then do the Rami Jamarat, Tawaful Ifada. Aina kullu hadha ala shay' fil Quran? La ilaha. Allah is saying, do Hajj. And Allah said, do Hajj to who? Allah said, Hajj to Baytullah. Do Hajj to the house of Allah. Which is the house of Allah? The Kaaba, right? Where is it? Where is the Kaaba? In Makkah or Arafah? Where is the Kaaba? Makkah or Arafah? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the people went for Hajj with him, they came to him, Ya Rasulullah, I was supposed to stop in Mina, I forgot. What shall I do? He said, Labas, no problem. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I was supposed to do this, I forgot. What shall I do? Labas. This, everything. He said, no problem, no, alhamdulillah, Allah will accept, no problem. Only one thing he said, if you do not stand in Arafah on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, between this boundary and this boundary, there is no Hajj. Right? So now I am reading the Quran. Allah said, Hajj to Baytullah. So I am saying, forget all this. I am going to sit in front of the Kaaba the whole day of 9th of Dhul Hijjah. I will sit in front of the Kaaba, looking at the Kaaba. Is that Hajj for me? No Hajj, brother. No Hajj. You are supposed to be in Arafah on the day of Hajj, not in Kaaba. Not inside the Kaaba or outside the Kaaba. You are supposed to be. Why? Because Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said so. وَمَا أَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَهِيُّ يُوحَى. He does not speak of his own volition. He says what he has been told. وَمَا أَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He didn't say, he did not tell me to go and stand in Arafah because he felt like, well, what is his love for Arafah? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the Hajj. So, what is the order? Why should it be done? Which is, gives us the context of the order. The order is not some arbitrary stuff that comes from somewhere, nobody. No, Islam is very logical, contextual. What is the context and how must I implement it? This is the way. These three things together, what is the order is in the Quran al-Kareem. The context, why should it be done and how should it be done? Some things are also in the Quran, but the vast majority are in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is why the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salam is called wahi ghair matlu, the wahi which is not recited in salah. There is no tilawa of that wahi, but it is wahi. So this is the relationship between the what, the how, and the why. So please let us understand this, that anybody who wants to remove the sunnah from Islam will remove Islam itself. Because if you remove the sunnah from Islam, you cannot practice the religion. Then there's no religion left. There's no religion left. Right? I can give you, and I don't want to take more time, I can give you any number of examples of how the tafsil, the explanation is in the sunnah of Rasulullah. That is the importance of the sunnah. That is the authority of the sunnah. That is the authority of the Rasul alayhi salam. Because please understand, all the things which are in the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have put every single thing in the Quran. Allah is not going to Allah did not take his book to a publisher and the publisher said, no, excuse me, has to be only 600 pages. I cannot make it more than that. So you know, No, Allah is Allah. The Quran could have been 6,000 pages. There is a reason. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell us that you must learn this Quran at the feet of the teacher of the Quran, who is Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is necessary for you to learn the Quran from the Sahibul Quran, from the one on whom the Quran was sent. It is necessary for you to learn it from him, not on your own. And learn it from him means what? Means follow the Sunnah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this, to fill our hearts with the azama, with the glory and majesty of Allah and the love of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and help us to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because to obey him is to obey Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.